Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is daf Samech Ches. We have the schus to begin Perek Kla Gadol, which is the perek which we're going to list off all of the malachos of Shabbos. But first, we're going to give a bit of a discussion about Shgaga, about doing malacha b'shogeg. We have been talking about, throughout the entire Masechta, whenever the Gemara or the Mishnah wanted to indicate that someone is being over on an Isser D'Oraisa, the phrase the Gemara always uses is Chayev Chatos. It's Chayev Chatos. And that is for Shogeg, right? We don't want to assume that someone's doing it B'mezid. If you do it B'mezid, it's Chal Shabbos, so it's Chayev Misa, B'bezdin. If there are no Edims, it's Chayev Kares. But let's be down the Kamschus. Someone violates a Malacha, it's Chayev Chatos, he does it B'shogeg. What is B'shogeg? So there's a bit of a misnomer. The Gemara really delves into this in the second paragraph of Makos. But basically, shogeg is very often mistranslated as by accident. Right, I walked up the stairs and I bumped into the light switch and I turned the light on. So I did a bishogeg. It's not really bishogeg. That's much more onus. That's an accident. Bishogeg is better translated as negligence. It's not really poshea, which is actual negligence, but you're negligent. It's a little bit of your fault. The best way to really classify it is you're missing some sort of information, at least by Hilchos Shabbos. By Makos, it's a little bit different. By killing someone, Bishogeg, it's a little bit different. It was your fault. It wasn't your fault. You should have looked. You should have not looked. That's already, we'll get to it, Mitzvah Shem, in a couple of years. But basically, the realize the Mishnah is going to deal with is a lack of information. Either you didn't know that it was Shabbos, or you didn't know that it was Usser. We'll see there a couple of categories, but that's basically the concept. And if you're missing some sort of information in that scenario, right? You knew what you were doing. You were turning on the light switch. You were flicking and turning on your lighter. You thought it was Shabbos. You thought it was Tuesday, but really it was Shabbos. Or you didn't realize something was Usser. You did sort of some malacha that you didn't realize was Usser, but you knew it was Shabbos. So that's, you're going to be chayev chatos. You're going to be chayev a korban. The Mishnah is going to talk about how many korbanos are you chayev if, for whatever reason, you did many malachos, behelam echa. That's the phrase we're going to use. A helam is a forgetting. But, I mean, you forgot, so you didn't remember, you didn't know some type of information. So let's dive into it. Klal gadol amru b'shabbos. There's a big rule by Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara immediately is going to say, why is this a klal gadol? What does that mean? What are you talking about? But either way, kol ha-shochech ikar Shabbos. Someone, Rashi says, I know it says shochech, which means to forget, but Rashi explains it. We'll see. The Gemara is going to talk about what exactly these cases are. Hashochech ikar Shabbos, someone who doesn't know that Shabbos exists. The osim malachas harbe, b'shabbosas harbe, does a lot of malacha and a lot of different shabbosim. Einu chayv elachatas achas, he's chayv one korban. That's case number one. Case number two, hayodea ikar Shabbos. A person knows that Shabbos exists, Rashi says, and there is an isser malacha, but he doesn't realize that today is Shabbos. He thinks it's Tuesday. If you're also malachos harbe, b'shabbos is harbe, then many shabbosos get messed up like that because the calendar, right, his calendar is off, and he does a lot of malacha, a lot of shabbosim. So chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. He's chayev a korban for each Shabbos when he was mechala. Now the third case, hayudei shu Shabbos. He knows that today is Shabbos, but if you're also malachos harbe, b'shabbos is harbe, but he does a lot of malachos that are usher. He doesn't know that lighting a fire is usher. So he's going to be chayev al kol av malacha u malacha. He's chayev for each av malacha. And why do we categorize it as each av malacha? So we're going to get to that on Ayin Gimel, what exactly the av malachas are. But the important point is that the Mishnah makes in the next moment how osa malachas harbe me'ein malacha achas. Now, if you do a lot of malachas within one malacha, within one av malacha, you do a lot of toldas. You do literally toldas an offspring, but basically it means, at least in Masechta Shabbos, you have av and tolda all over the place, but most notably the beginning of Bava Kamma talks about the different places you have avos and toldas. But here, a tolda is going to be a malacha that's similar to the av. The av generally is going to be something that was done in the Mishkan. The tolda is something that is similar to that malacha, but also Asur Midaraisa. Right? Toldas are not the Rabbanan toldas, and Shabbos are Asur Midaraisa. So if you do a lot of toldas within one av malacha, whatever malacha it is, so Einu Chayev Elachadas Achas, you're only going to be Chayev one chadas. And that's why it says that if you knew it was Shabbos, but you did a lot of malachas, so you're chayev for each malacha u malacha, assume they are in different categories. Okay, that's already the end of the mission for a little bit later. Let's attack the beginning right now. My timer, Tana Klaugodel. Why are we teaching that this is a Klaugodel? What is the big rule? So, Elim, a mission de Kaboy, the Misne, Old Klaalacher. If you're going to tell me that, because we're going to, on Daf Ayin Hey, we're going to have another mission that says, I have another rule for you, another Klaal. So therefore, this is the big rule, but then there's another rule coming up, right? We can contrast it against the next one. So therefore, Tana Klal Gadol, therefore, in our Mishnah, it says, this is the big one. So, okay, so that makes sense, because Bekabe Shvius, also by Shmita, Nami, we also have that, right? If you have the seventh parak of Mishnah, Shvius, I've pulled out the Mishnah right here. It's actually the eighth parak starts at Klal Gadol as well, but it doesn't have a Klal that comes after it. The seventh parak, it says Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvius, and it says what is going to be Chayev in Shemitah, what is going to be included in the Lach of Shemitah. And the next Mishnah says V'Od Klal Acher Amru, and then there's another rule, another bunch of rules. So okay, that lines up because you're comparing the first Mishnah to the second Mishnah. You have one big Klal and a second smaller Klal. Okay. So that works, right? We got Mishvias Nami Mishim Dukaboy Lamisni Od Klal Acher. Okay, we're going to teach another Klal. So therefore, Tana Klal Gadol. But that doesn't work because Vahagavi Meiser. But what about Meisros? Right, the first parak of Maseches Meisros, pulling out the Mishnayos here, says Klal Amru B'Meisros. I have a rule for you in Meisros. Okay, we'll mention actually what it says. And then two lines later, it says Od Klal Acher Amru. I got another rule for you. So, if you're telling me that anytime you have two rules back-to-back, the first one is Klal Gadol, and the second one is just Klal, so, back in the Gemara, V'agavi Maestros, Diketani Klal Acher, V'lo Tani Klal Gadol. So, why doesn't it say Klal Gadol by Maestros? So, Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, Shabbos V'Shvius, Dizbe Avos and Toldos, Tana Gadol. First stab at giving an answer, remember Rabbi Yossi Bar Avin, because by Shabbos and by Shvius, there are avos and toldos. So therefore, that's gadol. But Meiser does not have avos and toldos, and therefore, lo tana klal gadol. What toldos are there by Shvius? Ah, okay, don't even need the Mishnayos. Right, Rashi quotes it right over here. That by Shmita, Dira Rashi, Dira Maskil, Ispe avos. So first he quotes the avos of Shabbos. And he says, then avos to Shvius, Zriya, Katsira, Zmiru, Betsira. There are four avos that you're not allowed to do during Shmita. Zriya is planting, Ktsira reaping, Zmira pruning, Betsira is also pruning, I think, but I think for olives, I think, I'm not sure, but either way, but those are the avos, and the Ksivan toldos, and all the toldos that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah is shar avodos, shabasadeh v'kerem, right, all the other things that you would do in the field. So you have avos and toldos by Shemitah, you have avos and toldos by Shabbos, but you don't have avos and toldos by Meiser. So therefore, it says Klal Gadol by Shabbos and Shemitah, not by Meiser. The Gemara says, one second, that doesn't work so well, because it was the Bar Kappara. According to Bar Kappara, Bar Kappara had the language of Klal Gadol in that Mishnah in Meisros. That's the Gemara says. The Tani Klal Gadol by Meiser. Right? Bar Kappara actually had Klal Gadol in that Mishnah in Meisros, the first Mishnah. So my Avos whom I told us. So what kind of Avos and told us are there by Meisros? Ika. My Avos and told us, whom I told us, Ika. So the Gemara says, you're right, different answer. Lav Hainu Taima, that's not the reason. The reason is because we're going to compare Shabbos and Shemitah and Meiser. And therefore, one is greater than the next, and as the Gemara will explain. Gadol Onsho Shel Shabbos, Yoser Mishel Shvius, the punishment, or really the topic is more accurate. I mean, there are more averos, there are more onshim in terms of Shabbos than Shemitah, because Dilu Shabbos Isa Ben Betalosh Ben Mechubur, because Hilchos Shabbos applies whether something is detached or attached to the ground. Dilu Shvius, but Shemitah only applies Betalosh, Betalosh Lesa does not apply by anything that's detached to the ground, but Mechubur Isa does apply by something that is attached. The Gadol Onsho Shel Shvius Yoser Min HaMeiser, and Shvius, Shemitah, is more broad, has more things that you could get an Onesh for. By Shemitah, the Halacha applies to more things than Meiser. Deilu Shvius Isa Bebe Meichel Adam Bebe Meichel Behema. Shemitah applies whether the food is fit for a person or fit for an animal. Right? Even grains that you're going to feed to your animal that's not fit for human consumption still can't work your field. But Deilu Meiser, the Meiser, that's Bebe Meichel Adam Isa Bebe Meichel Behema Lesa. That's only for man edible items. So therefore you see that the Gemara is simply comparing the three items, therefore it says Klal Gadol because Shabbos is greater than Shavuos, which is greater than Maaser. Ulbar Kapara, the Tani Kol Gadol Maaser, what is that? So according to Bar Kapara, how does that work out? Because he says that Maaser is Kol Gadol as well. What's Maaser greater than? So Gadol Ancho Shalad Maaser Yoser Mishal Peya, because the thing that Maaser applies to more items than Peya. Dilu Maaser, because by Maaser, Isa B'tein of Eric. Maaser applies to figs and vegetables. Rashi just points out Midrabanan, but still, it still applies. V'ilu peya, but peya again is leaving the corner of your field for the poor to take. So lesa b'teinu v'yerek, which does not apply to figs and vegetables. Did the Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, klal, again, this is in Mesedes peya, klal amruba peya, the rule is by peya, kol shu ochel, and there are five categories that are shayach to peya. It has to be ochel, has to be food. V'nishmar, it has to be watched, meaning the field doesn't belong to you. Someone has to be watching the field. It can't be hefker, which is obviously not watched by anybody. V'gidulu min haaretz, has to grow from the ground. L'kitaso ke'achas, it has to be plucked at once. It has to be harvested at once, meaning it can't ripen over time. You can't have one part of the field ripen than another part of the field. That most things do ripen together, but let's say figs and vegetables do not. Well, figs at least do not, and vegetables are not, because of the second category. U'machniso l'kium, and something has to be able to be kept. U'machniso l'kium, you have to be able to put it in a storehouse and keep it. Vegetables go bad, but grains and other things like that, they will stay for a long time. So that is chayev b'peya. But ochel, what does ochel exclude? Well, I kind of did that for you, but okay, we'll see. Ochel exclude b'mutei sfiches dis v'kotzo, to exclude these plants that make dyes, D-Y-E. V'nishmar, what does nishmar exclude? L'mutei hefka, that will exclude anything that is ownerless. Gidulim in aretz, what does that exclude? L'mutei kemehen u'pitriyot, that excludes mushrooms. L'kitazo ka'achas, that you have to harvest it at once, meaning they have to all ripen together. The l'mutei tena, that excludes figs. U'machniso l'kium, and something that has to be able to be kept, so that's l'mutei yerek, that's to exclude vegetables that don't stay very long as compared to barley and wheat, etc., etc. So those are the five requirements. So the peya only applies to a couple of things. The ilu gabi meiser tzan, what's the Mishnah say by meiser? This is the Mishnah that we quoted before. Klal amru b'meiser, or according to Bar Pada, it would be Bar Kapra, well, he would say klal gadol amru b'meiser, but either way, kol shu ochal v'nishmar v'gidulu min ha'aretz chayav b'meiser. And that meiser only has three requirements, meaning therefore it's more broad, it includes more things. Ochal, food, nishmar, it has to be yours, v'gidulu min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. V'ilu l'kitazo ke'achos v'mat misu l'kiyam l'tznan. And those last two items, then they have to be harvested together, and they have to be able to be kept for a long time. Those do not exclude any items from meiser. So you see that meiser applies to more items than peya, and therefore, according to Bar Kapara, it's very appropriate to teach Klal Gadol because Maaser is more encompassing than Peah. Okay, let's get back to Tachlis here. Back to the Mishnah that we had said, if you forget Shabbosim, etc., etc., I forget the Halacha, so we had a bunch of different cases. The Gemara wonders what exactly are the cases in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Shmuel de Amri Tarvayu, Masnisin Betinok Shenishba Lebein Anachem, Bergershin is Gayer Lebein Anachem. Just a word about that. The Mishnah is talking about, a Tinok that is captured, right? The Tinok Shenishba is a phrase that you're perhaps familiar with. Rashi writes, Lo Yoda Shabbos Me'olam, grew up not knowing anything, totally ignorant. A Tinok that does not know anything about Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, that person, for being Mechal Shabbos his entire life, is Chayev one Chattas. Unbelievable. You are Chayev. He is Chayev one Chattas. The other example that just to point out, the Gershon is Gair Lebein Hanachem, a Ger that was Megair between the Goyim, amongst the Goyim. So that's not a thing, right? You can't just decide to be Megair. You have to come to a Beis Din, and Beis Din has to accept you. So how could it be, Agav, that this type of ger, right, it must be that he converted with a Jewish Beis Din, otherwise it's not meaningful. How could they not have taught him Hilchos Shabbos? Right, a ger that converts, has to convert al pitarei mitzvos. Right, he must have mentioned it at some point. So Tosfos says, the last Tosfos on the bottom, that one-liner, must be that v'lo hidu mitzvos Shabbos. Right, meaning they didn't get around to it for whatever reason. Either they made a mistake, Or they didn't. Dinis Gaibi Fnei, right? Because as Toso says, Dinis Gaibi Nolan Bein Atzma Lo Havi Ger, right? If you, someone who just decides to convert, that doesn't work. So it must be that Beis Din converted him, but they forgot, or they weren't able to, or they didn't get around to it. For whatever reason, there was some sort of situation where he was Megayer, but he did not learn about Shabbos. So again, either way, a person never heard about Shabbos, he is Chayav Echatos, according to Rav Ushmuel, for all the Chil Shabbos that he did his entire life. But if a person knew that Shabbos existed and then he forgot, then he's chayev al kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. Then he's chayev for every single Shabbos. Gemara says, one second, Tanan, hold on. The second part of our Mishnah says, Hashochach Iker Shabbos, that he forgot. That's the first part of our Mishnah. Hashochach Iker Shabbos. Isn't that the case? Someone who forgets, right? Not that someone never knew. Right? Doesn't that mean to imply that he's not a Tinuk Shenishpa, but that he knew about Shabbos? Right? You're telling me that if he knew about Shabbos and forgot, he's chayav for each Shabbos. Well, doesn't the first Mishnah, and the first part of the Mishnah where he's only chayav one, is where he never knew about Shabbos. Well, the first line says he forgot Shabbos. That implies he knew about it already. So Gemara says, lo, nope, that's not actually what it means. My kol ha-shochech iker Shabbos, what does it mean when a person forgets that Shabbos exists? That it wasn't known to him. It wasn't known to him, the whole concept of Shabbos at all. But if you knew that Shabbos existed and then he forgot, what's the halacha? Chayev al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So he's chayev on each and every Shabbos. That's Rav and Shmuel's Shita. Gemara asks, Adatani hayodei iker Shabbos. One second. If that's really true, so why does the Mishnah say, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, if he knows that Shabbos exists, and he does a lot of malacha and a lot of Shabbosim, Chayev on Shabbos for Shabbos, he's Chayev on each and every Shabbos. You don't need to teach me that. You could teach something greater, and I could learn a Kavachomer that for sure that should be the halacha. Listen, you should have just said, Hikir Ulu B'Sof Shachach, that he knew Shabbos existed, and he forgot that the concept of Shabbos, but Kol Shekeinu, and certainly, if someone who knew and forgot, or someone who knew about the entirety of Shabbos and did a lot of malachos, he should be chayiv on every single Shabbos. What's it called? Meaning, the second case in the Mishnah where we said that a person forgot it was Shabbos, yeah, and did a lot of malacha. You didn't need to teach me that. You could have just taught me that someone who knew Shabbos existed but forgot that the Shabbos existed over a long period of time, according to Rav and Shmuel, that person is chayav many for each and every Shabbos. So, for sure, Kavachomer, someone who didn't realize it was Shabbos, right, knew that Shabbos existed, but didn't realize, thought it was Tuesday, and then calculated his calendar based on that, right, for sure that person would be chayav for each and every Shabbos. I mean, if someone had one forgetting, yeah, forgot that Shabbos existed, and that spanned, I don't know, 2 months. So he's chayev 8 chatos for the 9 Shabbosim that he did malacha on. For sure, someone who thought that Shabbos was Tuesday and then proceeded like that with that erroneous calendar for next 2 months, for sure that person should be chayev for each Shabbos. Because, as Rashi says on the bottom, there's a concept of Yamim Shemintayim Avim Le'Yedil Chalik, that if there are days in between, he should have let him know. He should have had some sort of confirmation. Something should have told him that he made a mistake. And it's much more likely that a person would realize his error, yeah, if he knew the concept of Shabbos but just had the wrong day. Right? Over a 2 month span, right, to get your calendar mixed up, so you know the Shabbos exists. Someone's liable to tell you. You're liable to find out that you messed up your calendar. But someone who doesn't even know the concept of Shabbos, so for him to be mechayev for each Shabbos that he's mechalel is a much greater chiddush. So you could have just told me that halacha. If that's actually the halacha, that type of person, the person who forgot Shabbos existed and now he's mechal Shabbos for each Shabbosim, so if that person has to be bring many korbanos, one for each Shabbos, so certainly the guy who miscalculated his calendar should be chayev to bring many korbanos. So the Gemara answers, "Mayodei Iker Shabbos." You're right. What does it mean that he knows that there's a Shabbos exists? Mishaya Yodei Iker Shal Shabbos Ushchacha. Someone who knew that Shabbos existed and then forgot it. It does not mean the person knew about the concept of Shabbos when he existed, when he did the Malachas. It's not that he knew that Shabbos existed, but it was the wrong day. So Rav and Shmuel will reinterpret the second pshat in the Mishnah, in the Mishnah, to say that it's not that he knew the Shabbos existed, but he messed up the day. The case, rather, is where he knew Shabbos existed, and then he forgot it. So the Gemara answers, Inachinami. That is the second case in the Mishnah, where a guy knew it was Shabbos, forgot the whole thing existed, did Malacha over 8 weeks, or whatever it is, and then remembered afterwards. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Avol lo shecha mai. Well, let's say he didn't forget. Meaning that... Rashi says, "Lo shechach ikar Shabbos, elo shechach shayom Shabbos." My, one second. If you forgot that today was Shabbos, what's the halacha? Must be chayav malacha malacha. It's chayav for each malacha. So Adetani saying the Gemara applies the same logic. Adetani. So when you taught the third case of the Mishnah, Hayodeh shu Shabbos. Person knows that it's Shabbos. V'asam malachas harbe, v'shabbos is harbe. Chayav akol malacha malacha. But he knows that it's Shabbos, but there's a lot of malachos. So listen, why don't you just teach me that Hayodeh Iger Shabbos, where culture came off? Right? You should have just taught this case. You should have just... What's it called? You should have said that someone who knows that Shabbos exists, but forgot that it was Shabbos, is Chayav for each Av Malacha. Right? And then certainly you'll realize that if you know it's Shabbos, but forget that a Malacha is also, you'll be Chayav for each Malacha or Malacha. Right? If you tell me that, according to you, Rav and Shmuel, that if someone who knows that Shabbos... someone who forgot that it was Shabbos but didn't many malachos, you're chayav for each av malacha. So certainly, someone who knows it's Shabbos but forgot that something is usher is going to be chayav for each individual malacha or malacha. So Gemara says, you know what? Forget all of that. Ella rather masnisin kishahikir lubasof shachach. Really, the case in the Mishnah is when someone knew about the concept of Shabbos and then forgot. Rav Shmuel, so what's Rav Shmuel saying? Nami, they're also saying kehikir lusof shachach dami, saying that in the case of tinuk shenishba and a ger that grew up without knowing that Shabbos existed, they're saying that that is like someone who knew about Shabbos and then forgot. V'hachi itmar, this is what they meant to say. Rav Shmuel dami tarvayu afilu tinuk shenishba ben anachrim v'ger shenizgar ben anachrim. Excuse me. Afilu, even those cases where they never knew about Shabbos, that is exactly the same as our Mishnah. That's kehikir ulevisof shachach dami vechayev. That's as if they knew and they forgot, and they're chayev one korban chatas. So that is Rav and Shmuel's shita. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagree. Damri Tarvaya, they say, Dafka hikir levisof shachach. No, only if you knew that Shabbos existed and then you forgot, then you're chayev, you know, korban chatas. Aval tino shenishba ben anachrim, beger shenizkar ben anachrim, potter. No, but someone who never knew that Shabbos existed is potter. Rashi says, because Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish hold that Omer Mutter is Anus, Velo Shkaga. If someone thinks that something is Mutter, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, that is more Ones than Shogeg, and you're not going to be Chayev a Korban. So Gemara says, one second, Meisvei, hold on, what do you mean, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what are you talking about? Klal Godel Abu B'Shabbos, Kol Shokhech Kir Shabbos, V'asam Malachas Arabi B'Shabbos Arabi, Enu Chaylev El Achas. The first case in our Mishnah, someone who knows that who forgets that there was Shabbos, the whole concept of Shabbos, right? He knew that there was Shabbos, forgot that it existed, right? Thought that there was no Shabbos, after knowing about Shabbos, V'asam Malachas Arabi, the Shabbos is Arabi, there's a lot of Malach and a lot of different Shabbos, it's only Chayv one Chattas. They say, Ketzad, what is that case? Tinok Shenishba, the Ben Anachim, V'ger Shenizkar, Ben Anachim, V'asam Malachas Arabi, B'Shabbos is Arabi, Einu Chayv, V'lachatas Achas, V'chayv? Oh, sorry, I apologize. I take it back. This is my bad. This is not our Mishnah. My apologies. We're asking on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish from a Braisa. Sorry, my bad. So let's back up just a moment. Meisve, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that a tinuk shenishba is not chayav a korban? We have a Braisa that says beferish that a tinuk shenishba is chayav a korban, like Rav and Shmuel Shita. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shavus. This is the Braisa, not our Mishnah. This is the Braisa. Kol Shocheichik Shabbos. V'asam Malachos Harbei V'Shabbos Harbei. Anybody who forgets the whole concept of Shabbos does a lot of Malach and a lot of Shabbosim. Einu Chayev El Achas. What is Ketzad? What is that case? That case that your Chayev one Korban Chatos is Tinok Shenishba LeBen Anachrim V'Ger Shenis Gaya Ben Anachrim. V'asam Malachos Harbei V'Shabbos Harbei. Einu Chayev El Achas Achas. So Tinok Shenishba is Chayev one Korban Chatos. V'chayev al hadam achas, and he's chayev for any blood, even if you drank, ate a lot of blood, right? Blood is also in the Raisa. Right? If he drank blood his entire life, he's chayev, Rashi says, one Korban Chatos. V'al hachelev, and if he ate chelev, forbidden fats, so he's chayev achas, he's only chayev one Korban Chatos, even if he did that his entire life. V'al avodah zarah achas, and he's chayev for avodah zarah, if he did avodah zarah his whole life, but didn't know that it was also, so he's also chayev one Korban Chatos. So that's against Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Reish Lakish Shita. That's like Rabbi Shmuel. Well, Munbaz is one of my favorite names in the Gemara. Munbaz says that it was Potter, that he's Potter, that no, this Tinek Shanishpa does not have to bring a Korban. V'kachaya Munbaz, Dan Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. This is what Munbaz used to say in front of Rabbi Akiva. Right, he used to prove his point, that Hol Umezid Kore Chote, V'shogig Kore Chote, just like the Torah calls Amazed a chote, someone who does anything but amazed, he's a sinner. Right? The pasuk says, Rashi says, "B'shvuas aidos," but someone testifying falsely based in nefesh ki sechata, a person who sins, and it's not talking about vinelam. It doesn't mention that he forgot. Right? He does it on purpose, so he's a chote. Shogig also is called a chote. Also, the pasuk also says, "Where is that pasuk?" That pasuk doesn't mention in Rashi. Where is that pasuk? I'm not sure. Okay. Fine. But either way, for sure it does. I would imagine. Again, maybe I'll get that for you tomorrow. Blin Nether. I'll poke around and see which pasuk it's referring to. But either way, the Torah calls someone who sins b'mezid achote, someone who sins b'shogeg achote, ma mezid shayselo yediyah, just so it must be that just like someone who's b'mezid knew what he was doing, he had some sort of knowledge, af shogeg, meaning... here it means mazid means shahay, so lo yadia, he had an understanding, he knew what he was, that this was also taf shogeg shahay, so lo yadia, must be that in case of a shogeg he had some sort of knowledge about the iser, so therefore tinuk shenishba is not, you know, I did not know that something was usher, he's not going to be chayav korban chatos. Samla Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said back to him, hareini mosif al derecha, I'll add on to your logic, meaning I'll prove you wrong. Well, if that's the connection you're making between mezid and shogeg, imam mezid jaisa yediyah b'shas maise. So just like when someone does an aver of a mezid, he knows what he's doing at the moment when he's doing it. Af shogeg jaisa lo yediyah b'shas maise. So too shogeg, if you're going to connect the two, so shogeg also should be a case where you knew exactly what you were doing when you're doing it. But that obviously can't be true. Shogeg is shogeg, mezid is mezid. So Amar lo, so Munba said back to him, Hain, you're right. The culture can show safta, and certainly that you added on to me, meaning you just proved my point. We're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. But Munbaz said that Rabbi Kiva actually proved his point. So Amar lo, Rabbi Kiva said back to him, "L'dvarecha, ain't that kari shogeg?" If you're telling me that he knew what he was doing, b'shas ma'isa, when he was doing the averus, that's not shogeg. That's ela mezid. That's mezid. So the Gemara we're going to talk about exactly that give and take between Rabbi Akiva and Munbaz. But either way, Katani Mihas, regardless, we taught earlier, Kate said, what's the case? Tinok. It's a case of a Tinok Shenishba. And we said in the Braisa that Tinok Shenishba is Chayev Korban Chatos. Hey, Bishlam and Rabbi Shmuel Nichas, that works out. That's Rav and Shmuel Shita. Elo the Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Beish Lakish Kasha says Kasha Rabbi Yochanan Rishon Beish Lakish. So the answer you probably thought of already. Amri Lachar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Lo Mi Ika Munbaz De Potar. Wait, one second. That's not a stira from the Braisa. It's a machlokas in the Braisa. So Rav and Shmuel hold like Rabbi Akiva or the Tanakamo, and we hold like Munbaz. Right? Anan Damrinan Kim Munbaz. We say like Munbaz. It's not a stira on our shita whatsoever. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll go by there and explain exactly what was going on between Munbaz and Rabbi Akiva. But Baruch Hashem, it's supposed to start this seventh parak, and we'll go by there in the Heilige Shas tomorrow.